The Iron Mask, which is this, The Iron Mask, Mystery of the Dragon Seal, 18th century Russian-Chinese romp starring, well, technically starring, Jason Fleming, Jackie Chan, Arnold Schwarzenegger, appearances by Charles Dance, Rutger Hauer's in there as well in one of his final roles. So this is actually a sequel to a 2014 film that was released here as Forbidden Kingdom, although both of these films have got multiple titles. Multiple, I mean, many, many, many titles. So Iron Mask finds Jason Fleming's map maker teaming up with the Russian Tsar in the Iron Mask to battle a face-swapping witch who has imprisoned a dragon whose eyelashes make tea. Really, that's about as much sense as it makes. Here's a clip.
Sorry. Go! Come down!
Please, don't let go of me!
In 500 years, no one has ever escaped. Go back to your cells.
You wanna jump?
Come on, go back to your cells. Do you think I'm joking?
Now, at the end of the movie, I had about as much idea about what was going on as you probably did at the end of that clip. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure that anybody else making the movie had any much more idea than that. The main thing to say is that although the publicity images have got Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jackie Chan front and center, they are very much supporting players. This is, you know, Jason Fleming is actually the kind of the lead character. It's a mishmash of kind of slapstick wire work, comically bad dubbing, which makes everyone, no matter what language they're speaking in, original, whatever, it makes everybody sounds like they're speaking in a second language, incoherent plotting, some very shonky CGI seascapes and landscapes. And weirdly enough, I had to kind of look this up because I couldn't quite figure it out, but the film was designed, actually shot in 3D, which kind of explains why when you watch it on a flat screen, it's bizarre because there are these things pointing at the screen, and there's a bit when a fish flies out of the water and it kind of flies towards the screen. And there's another bit with all these sort of angry fairies that fly towards the screen. You go, oh, of course, that's why. It's because it was built as a 3D film. And now I'm watching it in a format for which it's not designed. There are some movies that actually, when you watch them on the, you know, on the home viewing format, it's perfectly fine. In the case of this, I think that it must have been a very different experience seeing it on a great big 3D screen. It still would have been all over the place. And the fact of the matter is that there is one fight scene really between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jackie Chan, who are the film's major selling points, but the rest of it isn't to do with them. The rest of it is to do with a whole bunch of other stuff that honestly didn't make a load of sense. So there are occasional diverting moments, but not very much.